every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I'm about to have a yarn with a lady who just amazes me with her grit and her ability, her energy, her strength that goes on and on. This is Swimming the Gap. Maybe you've never heard of it. It is a fundraising swim. It's no early morning heart starter. We're talking about 27 kilometres. This is from Green Island to Yorkeys Knob. It's Australia's longest open water ocean swim, by the way, through shark-infested waters and crocodile-infested waters. But not many people mention that. I suppose you wouldn't want to if you're swimming, would you? But anyway, they do take precautions. But the fact of the matter is, it's a wonderful event. If you can get an understanding of it, you realise just the sort of energy and resilience you need to do this. Now, athletes, it says here, taking part in this year's event include fifth-generation Cairns local Rodney Lyle, Queensland health worker Lisa Flipp, and marathon swimming royalty Australian Triple Crown Julie Boxell, who recently completed the iconic 20 Bridges Manhattan Island Marathon. And she's a former remote area nurse. She said she was excited by the challenge and hoped to raise awareness of the cause. Well, this is an incredible challenge. 27Ks, Green Island to Yorkeys. No, I've got Julie on the line. Marathon swimmer extraordinaire. Julie, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
This is a great CV. I mean, most people are trying to get their heads around. They probably think, oh, he's made a mistake. It's 2.7 kilometres. No, it's 27 kilometres.
Yeah, no, it's 27 kilometres. I've gone on Google Maps and checked that out myself. Yep.
When you
and that's,
say it.
That's if we get to stay in a straight line. You know, sometimes we get swept off course.
Oh, but even you, so you're taking a deep breath saying, oh, this is going to be hard work. Can I just
I'm
ask
tired
you,
thinking about it.
People are thinking, are you in your right mind?
Can
I just go straight to the one that enters people's heads straight away? Because in a prehistory of Cairns, going back quite a few decades now, but shark attacks were a rare event, but they did happen, not so much lately. You've got crocodiles to consider as well. Talk to me about that. I mean, it must cross your mind.
Yeah.
Nothing is foolproof protecting yourself in open water.
That's right. I just like to think about cars, though, and the damage that they can cause people, and that statistically I'm probably safer in the water. That's where my brain goes. I've actually done a fair lot of looking at the stats for crocodiles. There's when you do it over the months of when attacks have occurred, September's a low month, and over 50% of people survive. So these things give me great comfort.
What percentage survive?
Over 50% of people I found recorded of crocodile attacks actually survived, which, you know, I thought that was very helpful.
How was your mathematics at school? What you're saying is fundamentally 50% don't survive.
Well, yeah, that's it. But there were less in September compared to other months, so I don't know.
Look, I love it.
I really went on a deep dive on this.
Oh, dear. Look, I'm glad that this. Yeah. You're very philosophical, the way you're looking at this, and that's wonderful because everyone else is thinking she's off a rocker. She's off a bloody rocker. Look, tell me, firstly, why you want to do it. Why do you take on this challenge? Obviously, it's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely being that it's organised by Swimming the Gap and the funds are going to AFL Cape York House, is a very big drive. But it's also a swim that I've known about for some years. There's only been about 7 people that have done it before, including the last 2 years of events. So that's a pretty big drive to be out there and doing something that most people won't, I guess. It's a huge long way. It's scenic. It's warm water for once. There's a lot of things going for it.
You seem to have a record for taking on things that others don't want to. It says here you're a former remote area nurse. Talk to me about those days and why you embraced that as a career, if you like, in those days. Well, tell us about it.
Yeah. So I've been nursing a long time, but the first several years of my life I was mostly Mount Isa sort of area, and then I worked up in Doomadgee in that area for a couple of years and then over Palm Island as well. I love it. I really, really love that sort of nursing. I love getting to know a community and really helping at grassroots level. It was always just a fantastic part of my life, and I've kept working on and off in Aboriginal health over the years, yes. but in different ways.
Now, let's go to AFL Cape York House Foundation yep. and your understanding of Aboriginal education and the gap that young people yep. experience in those remote communities. Can you expand on that?
Look, a lot of these young people have to come down to Cairns to further their education. Not every community has a high school. Mm. Not every community has a high school that goes past grade 10. And even if they do, like the sorts of options that they can take on are just nothing like that you can get in Cairns. Mm. So people come down to Cairns and it's such a big shift in culture and, you know, there's no stoplights mm. and things like that. There's a lot to deal with when you move down to a place like mm. Cairns. Mm. So the AFL Cape York House is really supportive and helps people through that transition.
Now, you've got someone else as silly as you, Kanami Woodfield. Tell me about Kanami Woodfield.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a hero. This woman last year put her hand up to do it.
Yeah.
She's one of three women. Yeah. And the swim last year got completely taken by currents to the south. And she battled on and battled on, went almost to dusk. Basically, at the end of the day, they said, look, Kanami, we have to pull you out. We know you haven't quite made it to Yorkies, but we have to pull you out because it's just getting too dangerous. It's nighttime. Mm. So she hopped out, and she'd swum for 12 and a half hours. This woman hadn't swum a marathon, I don't think, before. She just was amazing. That is huge. And she's put her hand up, and she's going to give it another shot, and I reckon she'll go at this time.
Well, it sounds foolhardy, but just listening to you, obviously you're motivated by very strong beliefs and your integrity, and it's giving you the energy to take on something that most people could not even dream about.
Yeah, I try not to think about it too much, actually. Just one day at a time, one stroke at a time.
Do you ever think about the model you fundamentally can represent to people who maybe don't have the energy or maybe don't believe strongly in things where individuals can help other individuals not so fortunate as themselves?
Oh, I think that's, grossly not true. We can all help people. It doesn't matter whether it's on a one-on-one basis, just being nice to people. Mm. That's often enough to help somebody out in a day. Of course people can help.
Yes.
This is a little bit out there. Like, this is, you know, stepping it up a notch, yeah. even for me. But, yeah, no, we can achieve amazing things. I only took up swimming a few years ago. I didn't swim as a child.
Well.
This is ridiculous. Things have escalated very quickly. I'm not a great swimmer. I'm fairly mediocre. When it comes to speed, I don't have a lot.
Yeah.
But I am pretty stubborn and pretty determined, and I've got a good mindset that I like to get in and give everything a good crack. Mm. So hopefully that'll get me through.
A good mindset. A good mindset. Mm. Look, you're an inspiration. Seriously. Julie Boxer, you're an inspiration to listeners today because, you know, some people
are going to do it next year then,
I was going to go down to the supermarket today, but I'm feeling a bit tired. You're doing 27 Ks. You're not a good swimmer.
Yeah.
Not an outstanding swimmer. You didn't swim even as a kid. So I think
you're
just setting this very high standard. Now, there are going to be people hopefully inspired by what you've just said. How can they help your cause?
Oh, look, first thing, I would just ask anybody who's inspired, help us with our fundraising. There's a My Cause page. If you Google Swimming the Gap and My Cause, it'll take you to our fundraising page. That's the first thing. The second thing is they're hoping to run this again next year, and they might be even doing relays, that sort of a thing, which brings it back to a level that most people could participate in.
Okay.
Maybe I should just get in the pool and get started.
I think it's a great story. Now, what dates is happening, by the way?
23rd of September.
So
that's
still
a Saturday.
Plenty of time away.
Yeah, it is.
We'll call you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And we'll get an update on how you're going with fundraising. Everything. People like you, you probably don't realise it yourself, but you're an inspiration to other people that often thought, oh, gee, I'd like to do something for, you know, my community or a group of people I feel sorry for or whatever. People who get up off their bums like you're doing and going and doing and taking on something you're not really equipped to do, except with a lot of backup, perhaps. You're an inspiration to other people, and that's really important. That we don't we need it today? Inspiration by good
maybe,
people.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I think AFL House is the inspiration here. They do the great work. We're just trying to help them along the way.
Yeah. This has been wonderful today, Julie. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
What an amazing woman. Her name is Julie Boxell, B-O-X-S-E-L-L. And we'll call her a marathon swimmer, even though she wouldn't call herself a marathon swimmer. What an incredibly courageous thing to do. She's passionate about her causes.